is, and the way that somebody experiences our work, the way that that they engage with it. I mean, that's theirs, right? They own that. That's something that we have to keep in mind as well.
Darren, earlier you talked briefly. You mentioned the democratization of musical experience, or perhaps we can broaden that out to think about aesthetic experience more generally, and so that's a priority I think for both of us, and one of the reasons that we're...
This is Jennifer Lawrence from Old Chatham, and you are listening to WGXC Accra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and pioneering mycologist. Tune in to All Things Cage, 7 p.m. Saturdays beginning January 2nd, for conversations with cage experts and enthusiasts from around the world, right here at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM, Radio for Open Ears, and via the web at wavefarm.org.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Christian Swenningson of Stuyvesant, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Raymond Pignone reports at Columbia Green Media that Etsy is closing its operations in Hudson in September, with its 40 employees switching to fully work at home. Quote, "That's why we made the decision to close our physical office, transitioning our Hudson-based employees to our remote work mode. However, we remain deeply committed to the Hudson community. We are ensuring our employees are supported, able to work productively, and can still effectively collaborate with colleagues," unquote, said Etsy Chief Human Resources Officer Kim Seymour. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson was not happy about the decision. Quote, "It's very disappointing and heartbreaking to learn the company will be leaving Hudson," unquote, Johnson said. Quote, "We had been planning to partner with them on things like hiring and other issues, so this is a great loss for us," unquote. Employees had worked in the former Cannonball Factory building at 359-361 Columbia Street, which had been an art and performance space before Etsy moved there. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman compares the two Democrats running in the 19th Congressional District in the August 23rd primary election. Jamie Chaney, 43, founded ProConga, a recruiting and consulting firm, and owns Falcons Field Farm in Dutchess County. She has a master's degree in business administration from Harvard University and a bachelor's degree in economics and political science from Yale University. Riley, 41, is an attorney and was general counsel to the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. He has a Juris Doctor degree from Harvard Law School and a bachelor's degree from the College of William and Mary. Neither have run for office before, and the winner faces longtime Republican politician Mark Molinaro, who is now the Dutchess County executive, but does not live inside the new 19th Congressional District. Quote, quote, "Protecting reproductive rights, enacting meaningful gun reform, and addressing the everyday wallet issues are top priority for me," unquote, Cheney said in a prepared statement. Cheney also named passing the Women's Health Protection Act and expanding background checks for gun purchases and an assault weapons ban as priorities. Riley lists defending and strengthening democracy, revitalizing and strengthening the economy, cutting costs for working families, protecting the environment, and addressing health care as his priorities. Quote, our democracy is imperiled and we must protect and strengthen it, including by amending the Electoral Count Act to ensure peaceful transitions of power, restoring the Voting Rights Act to make it easier to vote, not harder, overturning Citizens United to fix our broken campaign finance system, and ending partisan gerrymandering, unquote, Riley said in a prepared statement. I've argued in federal court, and I believe in my heart and soul that health care should be a civil right in America, not something that bankrupts so many families, unquote, Riley said. Quote, we must restore women's access to abortion, improve access to health care in rural communities, and invest in mental health services, unquote. Cheney also mentioned pocketbook issues. Quote, we also need to help our working families who are getting crushed by inflation, unquote, Cheney said. Quote, this includes lowering the Medicare age from 65 to 60, increasing Social Security payouts, and bringing back the expanded child tax credit, unquote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that two developers have made proposals to build a hotel at Exit 21 on I-87 in Catskill. Quote, we are in the process of reviewing two hotel developer proposals, unquote, IDA Executive Director April Ernst said at the agency's June 16th board meeting. Quote, we have requested more information from both of them, unquote. County agencies took other action to develop the location as a business hub. At a special meeting on July 6th, the Greene County Legislature unanimously approved the sale of 2.216 acres of surplus property on Route 23B for $1 to the Greene Local Development Corporation, a nonprofit subsidiary of the Greene County Industrial Development Agency. Greene County lost money on that deal as they bought the property last year from the New York State Thruway Authority for $421,100. Meanwhile, Greene County officials are also working with Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation to extend natural gas service from Jefferson Heights to the sites they would like to see developed near the interstate entrance. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Saturday should be sunny with a high of 76 and a low around 54. Sunday should also be sunny with a high of 77 and a low around 56. And then Monday should be sunny, a little warmer with a high of 85 and a low around 65. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM.
Here are the times for when the sandbar surfaces near the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. Now these encompass low tide, but this range is when the soil, not just the vegetation you see on the island, pops up, when you can actually walk there. And when these times are active, that also means you got a good quarter to three-fourths of a mile of sand just 2 feet below the surface out in each direction from that island. So, if you're in a fast-moving watercraft, stick to the channel. Anywho, those times for when that soil will be present and available is on Saturday, 4:15 a.m. to 7:15 a.m. And then it happens again at 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Current that day will be average. On Sunday, the sandbar will appear from 5:30 a.m. to 8:20 a.m. And then it reappears again at 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And on Sunday, the current will be stronger. Looking way up, we see a mid-latitude coronal hole is releasing plasma, due to arrive early next week. Solar wind speed is currently 418 kilometers per second at a chunky 15.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are due to a crack in our planetary magnetic field, currently worse than terrible. Frequencies between around 8 and 15 megahertz are actually closed at the time of this recording. Overnight, it should improve a bit, but do not get your hopes up. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level, again, due to that crack in the magnetic field. The current sunspot number is 88. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Get out there and enjoy the weekend, everybody.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Wendy Schmaltz of Claverick, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number
10.
9
number.
Come on.
This is your one and only Mr. Perry. With fainting soul, a thirst for grace, I wander in a desert place. I'm at the crossing of the way. I saw a six-fold seraph blaze. It touched my eyes with finger light. I sleep that comet in the night. And like a frightened eagle eyes, they open wide with prophecy. It touched my ears and they were drowned with two mouths and a roaring sound. Confusion in the sky, and flight of angels, host on high, and beasts that move beneath the sea, and the staff creeping in the tree, and bending to my mouth, they rang from out of it my sinful tongue, and all is light, and I trust. I twist my lips, a perishing. A submerged serpent fought sting, with my right hand wet with blood, he thrust. Ashkalabash.
Number 6.
Proud warrior.
Some blame the action on the government. It's all orders for these lily-white comrades. They hang up their guns on a nail of rose water. Participate in their grandson's parade. But you know you had more choices than they let on. A soldier is not a cog, but a man like any other. These thoughts you revisit every time you turn on a movie and see a depiction that is far from your experience. Oh, 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 unproud warrior, unproud. You were only 17 when you enlisted. You remember. Essie Hinton wrote The Outsiders when she was just 15. Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein when she was just 19. And at 23, Stephen Crane published The Red Badge of Courage, which is still known as one of the most realistic depictions of war. Even though Crane was born after the Civil War ended, maybe sentiments of regret are not all that unrelatable. So you've always taken length to be aware of your own choice. Whoa, whoa, unproud warrior, unproud.
Number
five.
Local music from Troy there, from Jason Wolfman Martin. That was the song Space Vixen Sex Lasers from his 2022 EP Test Signal.
Number
4444444.
Next on WGXC, we've got new music from the Brooklyn-based band Oneida. Their 2022 album is called Success, and the first track on it is called Beat Me to the Punch.
Thank you.
Oneida there with Beat Me to the Punch from their 2022 album Success.
Number
3. Thank you.
number
two.
Water dripping from the pipes down in the basement. Bare feet on a concrete floor. Notches on the wall of my solitary cell. Sweat dripping out of every pore. It feels like it takes forever. It's maybe 5 minutes on screen. But the horns will swell and the strings will sound. When that flipped quarter hits the ground. I'm doing this for revenge.
One. Here's 2022 new music from the Baltimore-based duo Matmos. The album is called Regards Oklani della Bogoslaw Schaefer, and this song is Few Far Chaos Bugles from Matmos on WGXC.
Thank you.